This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA Technology Council Conference and CUNA Operations and Member Experience.
That's a mouthful.
It is, but hey, you know what a deal. You're getting two conferences for one. And a lot of great people here. And speaking of great people, look who's in the studio lounge, Scott Young from PSCU. How are you, sir?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing well.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Last time I talked to you, we were in Vegas.
Exactly.
We were at the member forum
a couple of resorts over.
Right. So, it's good to be back in Vegas.
I know. So before we get to your presentation, which was all about the metaverse, everybody, which was a standing room only,
It was.
Well done. But other than that, before we get to that, how's the conference going for you so far?
Great. Actually, I just got in last night.
Oh, you did?
So, yeah. Okay. So I'm just now... Walk through the exhibit hall a little bit.
Okay.
Talk to the PSU team, see how things are going.
All right.
Talk to people I haven't seen for a while. So it's been nice to connect.
All right.
Yeah.
Any buzz in the hallway that you're hearing, or besides the metaverse?
Well, it's all about the metaverse
right now, right? Isn't it?
It's all about the metaverse now. I think the buzz is just people are excited, still continuing to get back together.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think that's the theme going to be for 2022. It's the get back together year.
We call it the Great Reunion, the Credit Union Reunion.
Let's do it for 365 days. Why not? All right. Let's get to the metaverse because you had a big presentation on it not more than about an hour ago. So how was that? Give us a quick summary on what you talked about in there.
You know,
and how credit unions can kind of take advantage of it.
Yeah. So I think the metaverse is an enigma to people, right? They really don't know what it is. And at PSU, we've been really kind of focusing on, there's been a little bit of a downturn in crypto. So we kind of redeployed some of our resources over to the metaverse to see what this is about.
Well, they kind of complement each other, actually.
There is some complementing. You're absolutely 100% correct there. So you know more about the metaverse than you think you know about.
I read a little bit. Yes, I do.
This is actually the first time we've done this presentation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we've kind of test run of this and see how it went. And got some good reviews, so that was good. But I asked a show of hands, how many people have actually been to the metaverse?
Mm-hmm.
And only three people raised their hands. And I was like, whew, good, because I'm not an expert in the metaverse, so this is going to go good, right? No, it was really a nice introduction to what the metaverse is, what it looks like. Had some great videos in there, what the capabilities are, and then finally, what credit unions should start thinking about as they may think about a footprint in the metaverse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any takeaway, any detail, any maybe a couple of nuggets in there you want to provide?
So I think, I think my biggest way to phrase this is when I was at the credit union, I wanted to be everywhere my members were, right? That was so important to me. And if you think about, you got email channel, you got voice, you got in-branch channels, you got web. Metaverse could just be another channel, right, where your members are.
Yeah.
So I think if you think about it that way, it takes the intimidation piece of the metaverse off, or the unknowing of it, and just say, where are my members? And so I think a great takeaway is starting to get people in your credit union excited about this, start getting the little focus groups of teams together. I bet you have 10, 15 people raise their hands saying they want to be part of a Tiger team to go vet out what the metaverse capabilities would look like, right? And I think from there, try to figure out what use cases you might do. So I'll give you one use case. Chase has a virtual branch in the metaverse. It's called Onyx. And that's also their innovation arm at Chase.
Okay.
And so Onyx Lounge is the virtual branch for Chase. They have some product education information out there, branding out there. They have this cool tiger that walks around and follows you. A tiger in a branch, right?
You won't see that in reality.
It's the metaverse. Anything can happen in the metaverse, right?
Exactly.
So I think of it as what use cases, right? So if I was still the credit union, I think what I would do is potentially get a small piece of land out there, set up some sort of test run, and see how many of your members are already in the metaverse that might be willing to come to an event, like maybe it's a financial literacy event, or maybe it's a philanthropic event, right, that you want to have, or some event you might have had in branch, or you do have in branch, you could also replicate in the virtual world.
So what's your advice for creatives right now in relations to the metaverse? Should they just be diving in right now, or obviously education is key right now. So what would be your advice for a credit union right now in relation to
it's
their
It's like you were looking
activity.
At my slides. It's like you were looking at my
really?
Slides because we had education as one of the top bullets up there, 100%.
Well, fire away.
Yeah, so obviously education. It's super, super early, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The metaverse, experts will say that metaverse is only 1% built right now. 1%.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of room to grow, right?
Yeah.
And then also there's three main platforms right now in the metaverse. And they're not ubiquitous, so that you have to go in and out of each one. So there's not a lot of adoption yet, so it's really, really early.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the time, perhaps, to test the waters, to see what
completely.
Of, you know, where it's not too expensive. Actually, fun fact, I found this out this morning. There is, you know, credit unions are interested in buying land. Or a plot of, you know, virtual.
Do they have
virtual.
Meta real estate?
They do. They do. Now, if you want to buy land next to Snoop Dogg, that might be a little bit more expensive, right?
Oh.
But there's actually companies like Zillow who are serving up plots of land on the virtual metaverse.
Do they have, like, metaverse agents or...
I don't know. I haven't been yet, so I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's exciting. But, you know, so I think, you know, if you start there and see who's already out there, education's key. It's so early right now. Of course, innovation team, that's the fun stuff. We, you know, we all got outcomes classes. We're playing with it.
Yeah, yeah. How much fun is your job?
Absolutely. It's a great job. And so just, you know, playing with it and seeing what might be out there, the opportunities, use cases are going to continue just to evolve.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about, not necessarily next year, but I'm thinking like 10 years down the road now, because I have 11-year-old twin girls, and they are on this thing called Roblox all the time. We've all heard of Roblox.
Yep.
And this is like Metaverse Junior.
Yep.
And they have Robux where they earn money and then they can spend it in that environment. And it's just, and they can converse and meet with their friends and talk online, all that type of stuff. It's really actually a really cool thing on their level. But man, the metaverse is another whole thing. But that's going to be kind of a natural progression
absolutely.
Of where they're going.
Graduation,
right?
So these are the young individuals today who are already in the metaverse doing this.
It's come natural
and
for them.
This would just be a great way to interface and interact with the younger members, younger credit union future members, by having a presence in the metaverse that they can go to, financial literacy, like I said, branding, and just, you know, understanding financial products, right? So they're already there. That generation that's, you know, it's like digital native, but now they're going to be virtual reality native,
right? It's just reality.
Yeah,
it's
metaverse native, right?
Yeah.
They're going to expect that companies have a physical virtual footprint in the metaverse.
I'm just imagining in my brain right now, that I'm going to go to my metaverse, I'm going to go to my credit union branch in the metaverse, talk to, you know, a loan officer there and get a loan for a plot of digital land in the metaverse, you know? So
yeah, you know,
that's probably how far you can take it.
Oh, it can go much further. So right now I think it's more about branding, like I said, branding and awareness. We're not really seeing financial services per se out there.
Yeah.
It's too early, but I think that would be a natural progression, right?
Cool.
I mean, Walmart has a proof of concept where they're having a virtual cart go down an aisle and you see, you know, goods on each side and a virtual agent kind of floating above your cart. You can ask questions about the information about the products and they can tell you. And then if you want it, the virtual agent just puts it in your cart and that could actually be in the physical world delivered to your house in 2 hours.
I really like that idea. That's the best idea I've heard yet.
Yeah, think about if you're, we were talking about this internally on our team. Think about if you have a disability or if you're ill or just don't want to go to the store.
That's me.
You have the ability to have your virtual reality go to the store, have all that, have the experience of a store, have an agent you can talk to, and then have that food delivered right to your house.
Okay, now that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good experience.
Yeah.
So
those use cases are all starting to evolve right now.
Wow. Yeah. Right? Again, like you said, we're just in the infancy right now. It's 1%.
So
a long ways to go here. But anything else to add, Scott? This is fantastic stuff.
Fun fact. Just heard this in the expo hall.
Yeah.
I ran to an individual who is presenting to a credit union board next week, and the whole meeting is virtual.
Oh, really?
It's in the metaverse. Every board member has Oculus glasses.
Really?
They all have their avatars, and the whole entire meeting is taking place.
Oh, that's going to be
metaverse.
Fun. That'll keep people's attention.
I think
attention.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about doing team meetings in the metaverse, but doing a board meeting in the metaverse.
That's quite the progressive board there.
All right.
So very forward thinking.
Exciting.
All righty, man. Well, I'll let you get going. Thanks again, Scott. Appreciate the time as always.
Yep.
You continue to blow our minds always. Well done, sir.
All right. Good to see you, Mike.
Keep up the good work and look forward to the next chat.
Cheers.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellens, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.